Good morning. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Memches Amud Aleph. Conveniently, it seems that the I daf taka ended by the two dots, about six lines down. The start of a new sugya. Today's daf on Memches. The Mishnah said, the Mishnah which discusses different types of Shavuos, the Mishnah discusses what's the halacha if someone asks the storekeeper to give him some fruit for the value of a dinner. He says, you know, give me $10 worth of fruit. And then the storekeeper asks him time to pay. And the customer says, what do you mean? I already paid you. You put the money away. The Chachamim hold that Yishba Balabayis. The Balabayis, the storekeeper, says, you know, he admits that he got the fruit from the storekeeper, and the storekeeper is demanding the money. The Balabayis is Koifer, so the Balabayis has to swear that he already paid him. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, Kol Shapeiris B'yodoy, Yodei El Yoyna. Since the customer already has the fruit, he's Yodei El Yoyna. And like we'll see a little bit in the Gemara, that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a storekeeper would not have given the fruit on credit. So since the Balabais already has the fruit, that's a chazakah that he already paid him. Pashas means that those days in general, the storekeeper would not give on credit. Taisa says maybe we're specifically talking about a case that the storekeeper specifically didn't sell on credit. Bal Kapanin, maybe Yehuda says, since there's a chazakah that the storekeeper wouldn't have sold on credit, if the customer already took possession of the fruit, he does not have to swear to back up his claim. Says the Gemara, Amar lechem v'nitem li nebedina peis, Tanya. And the Braisa clarifies Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai, when do I agree to the Tanakama that the customer has to swear that he already paid to back up his claim? That's only his mancha peiris tziburin umunachin. There's a pile of fruit in front of them, shneim oirim aleha, and they're arguing, did you pay ready? Did you not pay ready? Abel, if shilam bekupasai, if he already put it in his bag, right? Even those days also, they didn't have disposable bags. You went to the store with your bag. So he came with kupase lachayev. He already had his kupa, and they already loaded the fruit into it. He already took possession of it. So since this is a chazaka that he wouldn't sell on credit, the halacha is, hamoitzi mechaveiroi olov haraya. Now the Gemara is going to discuss that in the Mishnah there were two cases which were basically almost identical, not very, very similar. And the Mishnah had a case by the case of the someone goes into a grocery store and he asks for some fruit. And then the next case in the Mishnah is almost the same case. Someone went to a money changer. He says, give me change of 100, you know, into small denominations. And the same thing, he gave him change and he says, okay, now give me the $100. The Baal Bai says, only $100. I already gave you the $100 before you gave me the change. The Chachamim say, he has to swear to back up his claim. He's a Kofer HaKol, he has to swear. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he wouldn't have given him change unless he already gave him the $100 bill. So it seems like the same exact case. And the Gemara wants to know why the Mishnah has to say the same case. Utsricha. Says the Gemara, it had to say the second case because it's possible that maybe a storekeeper would sell on credit more quickly than a money changer. Why? Because as much as someone who has the goods has a certain leverage, he says, listen, you know, you want your milk for your coffee, you got to pay up. So maybe the customer has incentive to pay. So he always wants to have that security. He keeps his goods until he gets paid. However, he said the milk's going to spoil. There's only a certain amount of time that he could hold on to it. So in his mind, he wants to get rid of his merchandise because he knows it's spoiling. It's only the last X amount of time. He wants to unload it as quickly as he can. So he might be willing to take a bigger risk by giving out his merchandise before he gets paid. Not shanking the money changer. Nothing's going to happen to the money. And therefore, it's less likely for him to sell on credit. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, Yesh mina kamaisa, ba'ach kam rabbanan. When? In other words, basically, the machlokes reviewed in the rabbanan is whether there's a clear chazaka that a person wouldn't sell his goods until he gets paid. The Chacham say, it's possible he would sell his goods, and therefore he has to make a shvuah to back up his claim that he already paid. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's such a chazaka, it's such a pashtus that he would have already paid, that he doesn't, that the customer does not need to back up his claim by swearing that he paid, because if he already took possession of the goods, we should assume that he already paid. It says that maybe the Rabbanan hold, buy food which could expire, Then the Rabbanan hold it's possible the storekeeper gave it before he got paid. However, Mishum the Peiri Avidi the Merkavi, they could spoil the Kivin the Merkavi, Lemashal, he would not hold on to it. Avul Mois, the Loy Merkavi, coins, money, which does not spoil Ema, Maidule, Rabbi Yehuda, that maybe Rabbanan would agree that a money changer would not give change until he got paid, so to say, until he got the money that was supposed to be exchanged. Vietnam Baha, and if we just say the case of the money changer, Vietnam Baha, then Baha Kamer Yehuda, Baha Yimimunul Rabbanan Tzricha. In other words, we have to say the chiddush of each case. We have to say the case of the food that Rabbi Yehuda holds, even by food which does expire, still Rabbi Yehuda says he wouldn't give it until he gets paid. And we have to say the case of the money changer, that even though money does not spoil, still, Rabbanan hold, it's possible that he gave it before he got paid. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara Vayta. The Mishnah listed a bunch of cases of Shvuas HaNoitlim, that certain cases the Chacham said, in order to collect money, even though Mashal Shvuah DeRaisa, Moedim Mixa, Shvuas HaShemim, Shvuas HaNeftarim, the Mishnah lives a bunch of cases that in order to collect money, you have to swear. And the Mishnah says, HaPegemis Ksubasa, if someone has a shtar and he already got paid part of it, when he collects the rest, since the shtar is not such a good raya, he can only collect if he makes a shvua. Eid Echad Meitshu Perua, if there's the Eid Echad that says the shtar is paid, also, he can only, even though he still has a shtar, but there's a reis on the shtar, he needs to make a shvua to collect. If someone collects from the Chasim Ushubadim, meaning that the loiva already sold the collateral, he sold the property that's backing up, securitizing the loan, and he wants to collect from the lekeach, from the person who bought that property, he needs to collect from the shvua. If the loiva dies, and now these nechasim are by the children, if the malva wants to collect, he has to collect with a shvua. We made a shvua, the chacham mesaken a shvua, to protect the yisoyimim, or to protect the person that bought the property off the loiva. And then the Mishnah says, or nefrash loy b'fanav, if the loy is not around. And then the Mishnah says that yisoyimim, when they collect, they need to make a shvua to collect. And what's the shvua that they make? A shvua yisoyimim, shvua shloy b'kadnu abba. When the yisoyimim collect, that means if the malva, the one that lent the money, dies, his sons are coming to collect money which is owed to their father, they need to make a shvua. What shvua should they make? Because they do not know, right? The Yisayimim don't know whether they're collecting or they're being the teve or the nitzvah, what happened? They just make a shvua that we have no information. I mean, sometimes someone has a shtar and he's b'shas misasa, he'll say, oh, you should know, I really paid this guy back, I already got money. And therefore, they might have some inside information that the father on his deathbed said, you know what, some of my books didn't have a chance to update the books. So here's the last few transactions that happened that I didn't record yet. So they're basically saying, shavua, that we have no information contrary to the shtar. Hakaponim, it seems to be a peculiar shvua in the Mishnah. It says that yisoyimim, when they collect, they need to make a shvua. Why would yisoyimim need to make a shvua before they collect? Says the Gemara. V'chein ha-yisoyimim lo-yifru, when yisoyimim come to collect, it means that the malva dies and his sons are coming to look at the chayiv, they need to make a shvua. Miman, who are the yisoyim collecting from? Ilema mi loiva, they're coming to collect directly from the loiva. One second. That means, Reuven lent Shimon money. If Reuven collects from Shimon, he doesn't need to make a shvua, he has a shtar. But now that Reuven died, his sons should have to make a shvua. Why should the sons of Reuven be any worse than Reuven himself? Reuven could collect from Shimon without a shvua. Why would his sons need to make a shvua? Avuin shakel b'loy shvua ve'inu b'shvua. Why should they need to make a shvua? Says the Gemara, you're right. The Taka doesn't mean that. Hachi kamar. The Mishnah said that someone who comes to collect from Yisayimim, we protect, that means that the loiva died and his sons need to pay. Someone to collect from Yisayimim, the loiva died and his sons need to pay. We made a shvua to protect, because someone dies, all of a sudden people have sort of an advantage. They'll make up a shtar that the father owed money and they come to collect Yisayimim. The Yisayimim don't really know. Did I really? No, someone comes to you with a shtar and says, you owe me money. You said, what are you talking about? It never happened. Right? You're saying, I borrowed money, I'll contradict you, I'll be able to bring you proof. But the Yisayimim, that someone comes to claim on their father, The shtickle shorthanded, they didn't really know what happens. The Chacham made a takana, someone collects some yisaimim, they need to make a shua. I would have thought that's only if the Malva collects some yisaimim. Why? Because we know Bezdin was always making takanas to protect yisaimim. What happens if both the Malva and the Leiva died? So now yisaimim are coming to collect from the yisaimim. In that case, you would say, one second, the whole shua is only to protect yisaimim, but over here, the Malva, the collector is also a yisaimim. So maybe we don't need to make in such a case a shua to protect the yisaimim because they're both yisaimim. Says the Mishnah, no. Even if the Malva's side, right? The plaintiff's side, the one that's coming to collect, are also yisaimim. Still, if they're coming to collect from yisaimim, that the loiva died and now there's yisaimim, they still need to make a shmua. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Now, says Rav and Shmuel, they come to qualify the Mishnah. And they say like this. Even though there's a halach in the Mishnah that yisaimim and yisaimim need to make a shmua, it depends what the case is. If the Malva dies first, and then the Leiva, especially need to make a shvu, right? Means Reuven lent Shimon money. If first Reuven dies and then Shimon dies, that's halacha of the Mishnah. You need to make a shvu. But what's then the next Amud is going to discuss the following shayla? What's the halacha? First the Leiva dies and then the Malva dies. What's the shayla? What's the point of the shayla? The shayla is as follows: as soon as the Leiva dies. Right, means as soon as Shimon dies. Now, if Reuven would have come to collect money, what would he need to do? He would need to make a shvua that to the yisaimim. Not only the shtar, but the shtar in such a case would not be enough to collect. He would have to make a shvua that you owe me money. Now, so Reuven would have had to make the shvua to collect. Now, Reuven dies. His sons, are they able to make that shvua that his father would have made? They're unable to make the shvua because Reuven would have made a shvua that you owe me money. Reuven's sons, they don't know what took place. They could swear that my father didn't tell me anything contrary to the shvua. That's not such a strong shvua. It's a weak shvua. They're saying that we're not making up a story. All we know is a shtar, and so there's a chazaka of the shtar, so we want to collect. But they don't really say with confidence, a tainus bari, we're sure that you owe my father money. So says Rav and Shmuel, since as soon as the Leiva dies, Reuven the Malva, the only zchus, the only rights to collect would have been, together with the shtar, to make a shua's bari, because Reuven himself, he knows the story. And he would have had to make a clear shvua that you owe me money, shvua that Shimon borrowed the money from me and he never paid me back. Only with such a real good shvua would Reuven have been able to collect the money. So therefore, what happened was, the only rights now that Reuven has to the money are only if he makes the shvua. Now Reuven dies. Now his sons want to collect. They're not able to make the shvua that their father made, that their father was supposed to make. And since it was chal, that this money could only be collected with a very good shvua, and now Reuven dies, the sons, they're just out of luck. They can't make the shvua, and therefore they're not able to collect the chayv anymore. Says Rav and Shmuel, when is the halacha of the Mishnah true that when yisaimim collect from yisaimim, they make a shvua to collect? When are they able to make a shvuas yisaimim? We don't know anything, and therefore the shtar says you owe me money, you should pay. That's if first the Malva dies. So when the Malva dies, the Yasmi Malva are able to collect. Why not? They could collect from Shimon. And then Shimon dies. Okay, so the halach is both stadim don't know anything. They make a shvuas a yarshim. But if first the Leiva died, and then if the Malva would have come to collect, he would have had to make a really good shvua, tainis bari that you owe me money. And then subsequently the Malva dies, and now the Yarshim want to take over the Malva's schus, that's stuck. Because the whole schus of the Malva was only to collect with the shvua that bari owe me money, and now they're not able to make a shvua, so they're stuck and they're not able to collect the chayv. And basically, the halacha is going to be a mitzim merichah b'levaraya. You want to collect, you have a shtar, but you're unable to make a shvua, and therefore the halacha is you can't collect. Says the Gemara, Rav Shmuel Damit Shavai, Loi Shonol Shemes Malva B'chai Loiva, Al Mes Loiva Chayvi Malva. But if the Malva dies, if the Loiva dies first, so Kfarnes Chayv Malva L'bnei Loiva Shvua, Ve'ein Odom Moirish Shvua L'bona. A person can't be Moirish a Shvua to his sons. Now we explained with Rashi's Pshat, you could have learned the Gemara, and there is a Tzad in the Rishonim, Ein Odom Moirish Shvua L'bona means money, which you don't have full rights to it yet, because you didn't make a Shvua. You have a weaker schus in it, and you can't be meirish such a thing to your sons. That's one pshat in the Rishonim. However, a lot of Rishonim learn like Rashi. Rashi's pshat is, Eina the meirish shvua labanav doesn't mean you can't be meirish a shvua. It means, since you only had a schus in the money with a shvua, and your sons can't make the shvua in your place because your sons don't know exactly what happened, so they're stuck, and they're unable to collect. And the din is, you don't have proof that they owe you money, and therefore they do not swear. Ino the Mary Shvu Labanov. Shalchu Kamidir Belaza. So they sent the Shail to Belaza. What's the halacha? Shvua Zumative. What's the halacha? Could the Yisoyim make a Shvuas that we don't know anything is that good enough in this case? Shalach Yehu, and Rabbi Belaza disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, and he says, no. Very good. If the father would have been around, we would have expected him to make a shua shut up bari. But now that the father is not alive anymore, and the Yisoyimim, his sons, are coming to Yashin, they could, all they need to do is make a shua that we don't know, we have no information contrary to the shtar, and they could collect. And we're going to, the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, basically the Gemara is going to end off that there's no clear halacha, not like Rav and not like Shmuel, and therefore every dayan, every bezin has a right to go through the sugya, and whatever they feel is the halacha. If they want, they could pass. If they want, they could do like Rav and Shmuel, not collect. If they want, they could do like Rabbi Elazar to allow them to collect with the shua. There's no clear hachra in the Gemara on the shaila. Oh. The Gemara has one more tzad, and maybe like an in between tzad. That what? So shalchu b'meir b'ami and b'meir b'ami also they sent the shaila. What does Rav Ami hold? Amar, kuli hai shalchi li ba'azli, why do you keep sending the shayla? If I would have a clear achra, I would have told you. Ella, you know what? Now that you mention, and I'll tell you something that I my take on the sugya. Ella, Amar Ravami, hayul ba'azli yod name of Bamilsa. He said like this. What did Rav and Shmuel say? That if the loyva dies now, if the malva would have wanted to come collect, he would have had to make a shvua, and therefore, his sons that are unable to make the shvua, they can't collect. Says Rabbi Ami, very good. If the Malva would have come, but he wasn't Nischayev Yad HaShavua, says Rabbi Ami, Bishlam, if he would have come to Bezin to collect, and Bezin would say, if you want to collect, make a Shavua. So then it was Chal, that if you want to collect, you need to make a Shavua. Then we say that if the Malva dies, his sons are unable to make the shvua that he was supposed to make, and they can't collect. But if he never ever came to Bezin, he never came into the situation that Bezin said, if you want to collect, you need to make a shvua. It was never chal that the malva needs to make a shvua, and therefore, if the malva dies, the yisoyimim would be able to make a shvua that we don't know anything because it never came upon them that they needed to make such a clear shvua. Amad b'din, if the malva went to Bezdin, then we say kvar neschayev l'nei malva shvua, v'ein ad amar shvua l'bono. However, lo yamad b'din. However, if he was not amad b'din, he never came to Bezdin umeis, and then he dies, so then, yarshin nishbon shvus yarshin v'noitlam. Then it's enough, the yarshin can make a shvua shema and collect. Maskev l'or of Nachman, however, Nachman disagrees with this reasoning of Rabbi Ami. He says, you don't become chayiv a shvua by coming to Bezdin. Well, what's the halacha? If you want to collect from Yisoyimim, you have to make a shvua. Now, if you didn't come to Bezdin, but the Yisoyimim are the ones that are the parties over here, the halacha is if you want to collect, you need to make a shvua. You might not know that unless you went to Bezdin. Bezdin might notify you of the shvua, but Bezdin didn't cause the shvua to come about, so it's not relevant if you actually went to Bezdin. Bezdin caused the shvua to come into existence. As soon as the leiva dies, the halacha is, if you want to collect, you need to make a shvua. You didn't get around to it. You didn't come to Bezdin, but the chiyuv shvua didn't happen because you went to Bezdin. It's not relevant if you actually went to Bezdin. Either you hold a Rav and Shmuel, that if the malva, if the leiva dies first Eina demay shul abanav. So hold like Rav and Shmuel. If you hold not like Rav and Shmuel, ilasa lesa. If you hold like Rabbi Lazar that these same can make a shvuah, they can make a shvuah. But it's not totally if you actually came to Bezdin. There's a machlok as Rav and Shmuel and all Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Lazar. In all cases, it's not relevant whether or not you came to Bezdin. Now the Gemara picks a side point. Rav Nachman said, if you hold like Rav and Shmuel, you hold, and if not, not. It sounds like Rav Nachman himself wasn't sure if he held like Rav and Shmuel. Now, Rav and Shmuel, like we mentioned, there's 2 points. First, Rav and Shmuel said, since the father would have had to make a shvuah as bari, the children who cannot make that shvuah, they can't collect. Why not? Why can't they collect? Because they can't make a shvuah. Okay. And if they can't make a shvuah, we don't have enough proof to collect. The shtar is not enough. And in this situation, Rav and Shmuel is saying you could only collect a shtar with a shtar together with a shvuah. And since they don't have enough evidence, they can't collect. And what's the halacha? Right? That's obvious. So obviously, Rav and Shmuel are saying that if you cannot, even though this shvuah, what are you saying? Even though this shvuah was an extra shvuah of protection, really, there's a shtar. Right? Maybe you could have thought, okay. Chacham said you should make a shvuah. He can't make a shvuah. Okay, I have a shtar. I should be able to collect. Lamaisa not. Rav and Shmuel said that once the chacham was sacking, you could only collect with a shvuah. You could, if you can't make a shvuah, you won't able to collect. We had this shaila really on Daf Mem Zayin. On Daf Mem Zayin, we had a similar case. We said if someone's chasha shvuah, someone that we suspect, He's not a truthful person. He had made shvuah shakers in the past. Or other situations that the Mishnah says we can't trust someone with a shvuah. What's the halacha? If the nitva, someone's made the mikzah, he's supposed to make a shvuah, but he was chashad al shvuah, the halacha is a teveya makes a shvuah. What happens if they're both chashad on a shvuah? They're both not trusted to make a shvuah. So there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. Chazu shvuah kaima. Or Yachleiku, or the different pshatim. Now, Rav and Shmuel were of the Shita that said, you're supposed to make a shvuah to collect in such a situation. You're not trusted with the shvuah, you can't collect. But Rav Nachman paskins, Yachleiku. There's 2 people, we don't know if you have to pay. You're supposed to make a shvuah, we're not able to make a shvuah. So you know what, in such a situation, Yachleiku, the halachas, they split. So the Gemara asks, why is Rav Nachman says, either you hold it, I don't know, maybe you hold like Rav and Shmuel, maybe you don't hold like Rav and Shmuel, but you don't hold like Rav Ami. What is it? It sounds like Rav Nachman, he might hold like Rav and Shmuel, he might not hold like Rav and Shmuel. He for sure disagrees with Rav and Shmuel, and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Nachman says, we're passing Yachleiku in such a situation that you can't make a Shvuah, the Allah is Yachleiku. Rav and Shmuel say over here, since the Yisraelim can't make a Shvuah, you can't collect, and he doesn't pay. But Rav Nachman holds Yachleiku. Says the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara. Al masaf kolay v'am Rav Yisrael Rav Yumi Avin Rachman over Yachloiklu. And for the Gemara, you're right. Rav Nachman personally held Yachloiklu, but Ledivrei Rav Meir, or on the Marshal puts in Ledivrei Rav Elazar, Ledivrei Rav Ami. Rav Nachman in this Gemara wasn't trying to paskin the shaila with the holik Rav and Shmuel. That's what he's saying. All he was saying is this concept that Rav Ami said that the shvuah came about when he comes to Bezdin, that I disagree with. So if you go with that thought process of Rav and Shmuel, and you hold there's a halacha of Eino Domei Shmuel Labanav, and obviously Rav and Shmuel hold that if you can't make a shvuah, you don't pay, so then it doesn't make a difference if you come to Bezdin. Me personally, what I hold, I grab the hold, like we said on Daf Mem Zayin, that the halacha is, if someone is in a position that the Chachamu Matlan HaMashvuah to collect, and he can't make a shvuah, I hold Yachleiku. V'leilois really, I don't hold like Rav and Shmuel, and I hold Yachleiku. Now the Gemara is going back to the Etzem Shail of Rav and Shmuel to bring Rayas whether or not we hold of this halacha of Eino Demir Shvuah Labanav. Do we say, since the father could, with his halacha, that if the father wanted to collect, he had to make a shvuah's bari. And then the father dies, the malva dies, the one who's coming to collect dies, and now his children want to collect, and they can't make the shvuah because they obviously don't have all the information. Whether or not his father was ever paid up, all they could say is, we don't have any information. Is that enough to collect or not? Says the Gemara, Tashma. The Mishnah says, Mesa, we're talking about an almana, who's owed ksuba, and obviously an almana, who died first? The loiva, because over here, loiva means the person who owes the money, and malva means the person coming to collect. The almana, who's quote-unquote the malva, the person coming to collect, she always dies second, because the husband, obviously, if she's an almana, that means her husband died first. We're calling her an almana, means her husband died. So her husband died. So she's an almana. Mesa, let's say an almana dies, and she and the, her yarshim want to come collect the ksuba. Yarsheha mazkunas ksubasa. That's mechamishana. For 25 years, the same. The Mishnah says the same. Still have a right to collect the shvua. The Mishnah talks maybe she's meichel. That's the Gemara talks about in ksubas. What's the shear of 25 years? The Gemara different reasons why there's a shear of 25 years. But al kapanim, what do we see? We see that yarsheha, the yarshim could come collect. One second. L'chayr, the almana, every time an almana comes to collect suba, she has to make a shavua, because she's coming to collect, obviously, from Yarshim. And now it's saying, then the almana dies, that means her Yarshim are coming to collect from his Yarshim, and they're able to collect. And Rav and Shmuel says that if the Malva dies, that if the Loiva dies first, since the Malva was Chayiv Shavua, his Yisayim that can't swear, says the Gemara, Hachamayaskina, Shinizma Mesa. You're right. If the almana would have died, her Yerushim would be stuck. They can't make the Shavua. We're talking about what happened was, the Almana made a Shavua, and before, till, you know, the Yisayim didn't want to pay, and Bezdin started having the private investigators, till they're able to actually collect, she died. So now, the Yerushim want to collect after a Shavua. So then it's no problem. The whole problem why the Yerushim couldn't swear is because they needed to make a Shavua. Well, we hear the Almana already made a Shavua, so there's no issue. Toshma, the Mishnah says, Nasa Rishayna, a man had two wives. First, he marries a wife, Umeisa, and she dies. Then Nasa Shniya, he marries a second wife, Umeisu, and then he dies. So the halacha is, Shniya V'yesher Kaidmin L'Yershe Rishayna. Now, again, this, even though, right, we're accustomed to thinking that some, only if the husband dies first is ksuba, and if the wife dies first not, but l'maisa, there was takana samishna ksubas binin dichrin, that whatever the lady brought in to the marriage, she still has chusim afterwards, whatever, it's a mishna ksubas. Like upon him, the halacha is that since there was a takana of the Mishnah that even if a lady dies first, she was still able to collect certain things from the husband after the husband died. It's called ksubas benedich, and she still, her sons get the ksuba that she would have gotten. But that's only a takana derabbanan. So the Mishnah says that a real almana, who's really midereisis, well, midereabbanan, the ikka takana of ksuba, that she goes before the new takan of ksubas bin indichrin. Al kaponim, what says in the Mishnah that what we need to know from Masechta Shavuos is it says in the Mishnah that meis hu, when the husband dies, shnia, the second wife, who dies after their husband, shnia v'yarsheha, again, koidmin v'yarshe v'shayna, which says clearly in the Mishnah that again, the yarshim of the second wife who died after the husband are able to collect. Again, you see that the yarshim of the collector, even though the defendant died first, right? The collectee, the one that we're collecting from, died. The husband died, and then his wife died. Still, the yarshim are able to make a shvua to collect. And for the Gemara, hachanami shenishbo mei. So we're talking about she made a shvua and then she died. Tashma. The halacha is, even though, right? Obviously, the discussion over here, someone comes to collect suba. If let's say someone says, someone, again, when he gets married, he tells his wife, you know what, if you come to collect suba, you won't have to make, I'm being moichel all my schusim that you have to make a shvua. So that's very nice. You were moichel your schusim, but the Mishnah says, aval yarshav, you weren't, you were moichel for your own your schusim, but you didn't moichel on behalf of the yarshim, unless you say so, which the Mishnah discusses. But akapana, if you just say, I'm moichel, I won't demand a shvua from you, so you can't demand a shvua. Aval yarshav mashubiyin aysav, as yarshav asabam reshusav. But his yarshim, the husband, if he dies and he has yarshim, those yarshim could be mashbiah her. They could be mashbiah her, and they may mashbiah her yarshim. Now, how do we get out of all the questions until now? We said that the almana made a shvua and then she died. But here in the Mishnah says that when her yarshim come to collect from his yarshim, even though the husband, the father said, "I am moichel mais chosim to demand a shvua from you." But his yarshim could be mashbia her yarshim. Now, in this case, we can't get out of the question by saying that she made a shvua and then she died, because here it says that yarshim, they have a right to demand a shvua. So obviously, the almana didn't make a shvua yet, and you see that the yarshim could make a shvua, could make a shvua to collect from other yarshim. Avol yarshav mashbia noisav es yarshav es abam reshusa. Amrav Shmaya Litzdad in Katani Oysa Balmanav Yeshev Grusha. That Anachanami, according to Rav and Shmuel, who collects ksuba? Why are we assuming the whole time we're talking about Yarshim that he died first? Because we're talking about Almana. It's Anachanami. When in this Mishnah that it says Yarsheha, it's only going on the case of Grusha. And this that she makes a shvua, that's by Almana, but Anachanami. Almana, that by Yarshim, they won't be able to collect. This that the Mishnah says Yarsheha is talking about a case of Grusha. Moser of Nat Rasbar, Oisha Yof Kecha Ben Kecha. The Kecha Ben is Yof Kecha. Why? Shahab Ben, Goyve Bemishwum and Shalabishwav, Avin Goyvel Bishwav. The Brisa says that the son is sometimes better than the father. Why? Like the Gemara is going to explain. What happened? Let's go back. Regular case. The Loive dies, right? The Loive dies. And the Malva wants to collect. What does he need to say? He needs to tell the Yershim, even though I have a shtar, I need to make a shvua. The only way he could collect is with a shvua. Now, let's say the Malva dies, right? Let's say the Malva dies. So his sons want to come collect. They need to make a shvua also. Or they can make a shvua. We don't know anything. But the Mishnah also told us one more Eitzah. If let's say we have Aden that says that the father, Bishas Misasai, right? He was worried that his sons didn't know anything. So he was going through his records and he was telling the people standing there. He said, this shtar was never paid up. And he starts giving pratim about all his finances, so people should, so the family should be taken care of. And he says, this shtar was never paid up. And we have edim that Bishas Misasi, the person, said that that's enough to collect. But now that, so sometimes the Yershim won't have to make a shvua if they had such edus. So the Mishnah says, Yofa Kayacha Ben, Mikayacha, the Braisa says, Yofa Kayacha Ben, Mikayacha. Sometimes the sons are in a better position because the father that one comes to collect from Yisrael, maybe he always needs to make a shua. But the sons, there are cases that they won't have to make a shua if they have Aden that the father says, the Shas Misas, the Shas Nakarua. What's the case? Obviously, we're talking about the Meislev B'chayim Alva. And we're saying that the father has to make a shvua, but the sons, Uktani Shaben Goiva B'shvua, Ubein Shalei B'shvua. B'shvua, Shvua's Yarsh, and Shalei B'shvua, Kirim Shem Gamliel. What's the case of Shalei B'shvua, like we just explained? Like, Shem Gamliel, that some, if they have Eidim Shas Misasai, that Shtarz Eni Parua. And it says the sons, if sometimes they need to make a shvua, but akapanim, you see that if they can make a shvua as a yershim, which shvua as yershim means shvua that we don't know anything contrary to the shtar, they could collect. So you see clearly in this braisa that we're talking about that the loiva died first because we said that the father had to make a shvua, and then we said that the sons sometimes make a shvua and sometimes not. So you see the sons could make a shvua even though the father had to make a shvua as bari, the sons had to make a shvua shema. Amrav Yosef, Hamani Bishamahi, Damishtar, Emiglikbis Kagavi Dami. Right? A couple of times in Shas, we're reminded that there's a Shitas Bishamah. What's the halacha always? We always say the halacha is with someone who's suffering, if someone owes money, the halacha is a mitzmich and elvarai. What's the halacha if someone has a shtar that you owe me money? And then there was a suffix, let's say the suffix if you pay. The case of Bishamah Bis Hillel was a saita. A saita who she might have been mezana. If she's mezana, she loses ksuba. And then something happens. The lemaisa, they weren't mashkeher, right? The case in Saita. And now we have to suffik. Does he have to pay ksuba? Or doesn't he have to pay ksuba? So Bishul says, Hamaitzi mechaber alvaraya. You don't pay. Bishami says, Shtar ha'imid ligvis gavidami. In a certain sense, Bishami agrees, Hamaitzi mechaber alvaraya. But they say, someone that holds a shtar, he's muchzik in the money. You have a shtar. The posh assumption is it's yours. You have a schus to collect the karka. Whatever the lumdus of shtar amid ligvis dummy, Bishami holds, and you have a shtar. That's not if it's a question if the shtar is a valid shtar, maybe not. But over here, it's for sure a valid shtar. A lady has a ksuba. The question is if something happened afterwards to make her lose a ksuba. But once she has a shtar, the assumption is she's going to collect the ksuba. Shtar, I mean, liquid, gavi, dami, and therefore, if a suffix, if she loses the ksuba, she's the muchzik, and she's able to collect ksuba even though it's a suffix. So too over here, if someone has a shtar, it's a suffix if he paid, according to Bishamai, this person holding the shtar is a muchzik. So now let's go back to Agamara. What's the shtar? We have a shtar. And we said, since you're coming to collect from Yisraelim, you need to add in a little bit more proof that you could collect, even though you have a shtar. But since you're coming to collect from Yisraelim, Bezdin said, let's protect the Yisraelim. Only if you also make a shvur, you could collect. So the halach is therefore, says Rav Shmuel, if you can't swear, meaning these yarshim and they don't know, you can't swear, you can't collect. Because what's halacha? Hamoitzim mechaver al varaya. We don't know for sure if you pay. That's very good if you hold like Beis Hillel. But if you hold like Beis Shammai, that says if you have a shtar, the assumption is that you're right. So Rav and Shmuel never said it according to Beis Shammai, because good, you can't make a shvuah, but you have a shtar. Shtar you're the muchzik in the money. So even though we don't know for sure, because maybe he paid him back, but since he can't swear, no one's able to swear, and therefore the Yisraelim are muchzik in the money because they have a shtar, and therefore Rav and Shmuel never said it according to Beis Shammai, because according to Beis Shammai, they're the muchzik, and therefore they're able to collect. It's only according to Beis Hillel which we paskin that says you can't even with a shtar you can't collect. Then Rav and Shmuel said, "Ain on the merish shvul abana." Ikler of Nachman the Surah. So Nachman comes to Surah, and this was a big point of contention. Do we hold like Rav and Shmuel? We don't hold like Rav and Shmuel. So Nachman comes to Surah, and Rav Chizda and Rav Huna all excited. If Nachman came to Surah, ask him, we have a very important dini mom and a shayla, so we have to discuss, right? Nachman was a dayan. Ogle Gabi Rav Chizda, Rav Abi come to greet him. They go, Amulei. No, Leisi Man, Akalav and Shmuel. Now that you're here, let's make a yeshiva's bezin and we will paskin not like Rav and Shmuel. Let's be oikir l'alocha of Rav and Shmuel. Amulei Rav Nachman says, I traveled this, it was like, it's a long distance. What do you think? Yeah, it's just on Geshmak Azach. You know, I put all those effort to make a trip, but hey, you do something that I don't want to do. I'm oikir Rav and Shmuel. That's not what, that wasn't the intention of my trip. Ich pelu vasoi kolhani parsi. I made the travel this long distance, the Mekra, the Rav and Shmuel. Nah, you know, I'm not holding by Rav and Shmuel. I'm not going to be choylik on Rav and Shmuel. That's not what I came for. But, Ella, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's, again, we'll qualify Rav and Shmuel. Havu dolei leisif Allah. Let's make a takana that we shouldn't be moisif on Rav and Shmuel. That will say that Rav and Shmuel only said it by a specific case of Yisayim. Yisayim, the father was chayiv a shvuah to Yisayim, and he can't make that shvuah, then his Yisayim is stuck. But in a different case of shvuah sanoitlim, and someone dies, and his sons, even though they won't be able to make such a good shvuah, they will be able to collect the money. What does that mean? El kagoin, my, what's the case? Namar Rav Papa says, even we had in the Mishnah, that a poigim shtara, if someone has a shtar says you owe me $100. And he says, I know you already paid me, I agree that you paid me 50, but 50 is still left. And the Leiva says, I paid you 100%. So even though technically the Malva has a shtar, but the shtar has a shvach shtar, because the shtar says 100. And he agrees that he doesn't owe him $100. So it's a weaker shtar. And the Mishnah says, in order for the Malva to collect, he has to make a shvuah. What's the halacha in that case, if the Malva dies, and his Yershim obviously can't make a regular shvuah that I know for sure that you owe me $50. All they could say is, I don't know. My father never told me he was paid. That's all they could say. In which Rav and Shmuel, in the case of Yershim, they said, you can't make a good shvuah, you can't collect. In this case, Rav Papa said, apoyim ishtore, who makes, even though the Yershim can't make a full shvuah, the halacha is, Yershim, Nishbah, and Shvuah. Yershim, they could say, shvuah, and my father didn't tell me he was paid up, and they could collect the other 50 v'noitlim. So, fine, we'll make the Rav and Shmuel said by that case. It needs a little bit more hesber. Very good. What's the taka difference between two cases? It's possible that it was only, again, to protect Yisayimim. When you wanted to collect from Yisayimim, then they said a halacha that once it was chal, that you have to make a shua to collect from Yisayimim, there's no way to collect without making the shua. But the other shuas, Chazal weren't as machmer on, and if once the person dies, we would allow the Yashim to collect without a shua. Now we're going to have cases. Do we say is it a case that it's exactly Rav and Shmuel? Or do we say this is already an addition? He left over a Arev. There was a co-signer. Now the person that was coming to collect wasn't coming to collect directly from the assignment. He was actually coming to collect from the co-signer. So it's not exactly the same case of Rav and Shmuel. I'm not coming to collect from Yisayimim. I'm coming to collect from the Arev. Hanami. The loy loysev, this is an extra case. It's not what Rav and Shmuel didn't say a case of Arv. They only said a case of Simon. I'm later from the Brady of Shulah Papa. Nah, that's the same thing. Because if you collect from the cosigner, what happens? The cosigner pays, and then it comes to the Simon. So ultimately, the Simon are on the hook. And since it's a case that Yisayim are still on the hook, then Avada, we still apply Rav and Shmuel's halacha that say that you can't, if you can't make a shvua, a regular full shvua, you won't be able to collect from Yisayim. Otu arva la bosa yasmi ozel. And since the Yisayim are on the hook, we have Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Now we have a different case. Oh, the shachiv shavik acha. The malva dies, and it wasn't, he didn't leave over sons Yisayim, he left over a brother that yashdiv. So that's not exactly the same case, because it's not a case of Yershim Yisoyimim, it's a case of a brother. That's all, it's exactly the same case. What's the difference if he leaves over a son or if he leaves over a brother? The bottom line is, you need a Yershim are not able to make a regular Shavua, and according to Rav and Shmuel, you won't be able to collect. Now, that leaves the end of, like we mentioned earlier, what's the lemaisa, what's the final halach? Am Rabbi Mechama, hashad lo yitmar, hilchaz alik rav alik shmuel, hay dayona, da avid rav and shmuel, if a dayan does that rav and shmuel, avid, it's a good psak, and we can't be chayzer on the psak, right? We can't take the dentire back, because he has a right to pass on rav and shmuel. And David Krabbalaz, the same thing, if he passes on the Krabbalaz, that the Yisrael could make a shmuel, avid. Am Rapapa, therefore, hay shtar the yasmi, someone has a shtar, and we just said, we're inconclusive whether you pass like Rav and Shmuel that the Yisayim cannot make a Shavua to collect, or you pass like Rav and the Yisayim could make a Shavua to collect. So therefore, if you have a Shtar, Lo Mikra Karina, Lo Magbina Bei. You don't collect with the Shtar, and you also don't rip it up. Agbui, Lo Magbina Bei. We can't collect, almost feel like Rav and Shmuel. Or Mikra Karina, don't rip up the Shtar, because maybe one Bezdin will come about, and they'll want to pass like Rav Elazar, and the halacha is, and the high day on a davik rabbi laza ava, and therefore don't leave it, don't rip up the shtar. Maybe one bezdin will feel that you're able to collect with such a shtar. Hahu dayon a davik rabbi laza, one dayon, there was a case that a dayon paskin like rabbi laza. Have a tzumri rabban b'masik, was a tzumri rabban as a tam chacham in the city, and he said, oh, what's going on? What's this dayon doing? I seen an igrus from my rabba, the last lachasim rabbi laza. I'm going to bring a letter from my rabba. From Eretz Yisrael, that we don't pass the Kabbalah. So, Amalei, Lechitaisi. Good. You're so confident that we don't pass the Kabbalah. Bring me, until then, Lechitaisi, bring me a letter. Until then, Kabbalah is a valid Shita, and I have a right to pass like that. Also, Kamei Derb Chama, Amalei, Haidayon, David Kabbalah, Avad Itaka has a right to pass like Kabbalah, and therefore, the Din Torah is valid. Ve'elu Nishbon, the Mishnah says, Eilu nishboin shaloi b'taina. These people make a shvua even though there was no taina. Shutfin, arisin. What do you mean? We make a shvua. Someone didn't claim money against you and still you make a shvua. Why would you want to make a shvua? Atu b'shuftin yaskin, and a silly person that he makes a shvua. No one asked him for money and he's making a shvua. Says the Gemara, hachi kama. Eilu nishboin shaloi b'taina is bari el b'taina shema. Normally, that the nitva only has to swear if someone says, you owe me money, you owe me $100, I say 50, I was mafkit something, the shvua is taina's bari. There was a claim of a bari, a vade taina against you. But someone says, you know, I'm not sure, I might have lent you $50 yesterday, you remember? And you say, no, you didn't lend me. The nitva doesn't have to swear. The taivei himself is not sure if he owes the money. So then the nitva doesn't have to swear. Says the Mishnah, ve'elu nishbayin shaloi b'taina. What's normally considered a taina, which is taina's bari, he doesn't have. But there are cases, the Chazal said, even though the taivei doesn't have a taina's bari, he still has to swear. What are those cases? Shutfim. That one shutif could tell the other shutif, you know what, I'm not sure if the books don't look 100% right. I don't know for sure that you took anything, but I want you to make a shavua. And the halacha is, hitaka could mashbih him. The Mishnah says a few cases, shutfin, a reason, apotropis. And we'll see in a second what the reason is. Says the Gemara, okay, a shutfin, a reason. Tana. Now, one of the cases the Mishnah said was a ben bayis. That means if someone dies, right, and leaves over a bunch of sons, so one of the sons, a ben bayis, has to swear to the other brothers that he didn't take anything. Says the Gemara, the Braisa says, ben bayis shamud loishin nichnas v'yetziv ragel. Not pshat, one of the brothers had, he wanted to look up something in a safe, he wanted to look up the photo albums, and he walks into the house and it comes out. So they say, oh, maybe you took something on your way out. That they don't have a right to make a shvua. The only time they have a right to mishbiyah him, ben bayis, doesn't mean any of the sons that walked into the father's house. That doesn't give him the status, the title of Ben Bayis. The Ben Bayis that we're referring to over here is Ella Machnes Leipaylin, Moitz Leipaylin, Machnes Leipayis, Moitz Leipayis. Someone who's a trustee on the assets, meaning he actually was involved. He hired workers to continue. They had a property. They hired workers to paint or whatever, et cetera, et cetera. Or there was merchandise that were being bought and sold. In other words, they were keeping the assets active. They were taking care of it. So then, you're trustee on the assets? Then we could be Mashbiya you, and maybe you took some. What's the reason? What's going on? What's Pshat on the Taina Shema? And what's the why Dafka Ben Bayis in such a situation? Someone's Mayru Hatter. If someone does work on behalf of other people without getting paid, then suspicion. Shadows, he says, listen, I just spent the last month. I worked for my brothers. I'm a shutev, the other guy, he went to Florida for January. I'm sitting here. I took a few things, I'm saying. So since a person in such a situation, he's working for someone else without getting paid, like Taisus points is out that if once you're getting paid, then avada, we don't have the svarim made, but if you're working for someone else and you're not getting paid, then a person sometimes is married a heter, and therefore, as almasak and a shvua, you can meshbia him even with a tiny shema. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Ben Yumi, even though we said he's a tiny shema, we started the sixth pair, Shavuos of the Yonim. We said Shavuos of the Yonim, the Shavuos Moed the Mixer is only where there's a Taina Shtei Kasef. So this Shavuos Shema also only says, I suspect, I'm not sure, but I have a Taina Shtei Kasef, a Taina Shema. So as the Gemara, come on, because Shmuel said all you need to claim is two Kasef. Rav said that you need to be Koifer. Now, the Rashi points out that over here it's a tiny shem with moed mixes. I say, $100, I don't have a final accounting for it. So he says, $10, I was planning on giving you back. The other 90, not. So now, the Mishnah says a tiny shtei kesef. It doesn't mean that the initial claim was shtei kesef. Or, according to Shmuel, that's enough. I say, two kesef you owe me. And he says, no, I only owe you a prutas. Therefore, even though at the end of the day, the din taira is less than shtei kesef, it's enough to make a shvua. Rav says no, it has to be that the kfira, the disagreement, is about shtei kesef, and only then. Obviously, he was teveihim more. He was teveihim 2.1, and he was moide in the 0.1, and then still a machlek is better up 2 kesef. Then there's a shvuas moide mixer. So here, that is tiny shema. There has to be a kfira of shtei kesef. Says the Gemara, you're right. According to Rav. Okay, this that he said, Wushish Taina Binam Shtei Kesef, according to Rav, you have to say it means a kvirus Taina Shtei Kesef. Ima Shua Shema, it's a case of Moedim Mikzas, and even though it's not a Taina's Bari, it's Taina Shema, but it's a Taina Shema of Moedim Mikzas, and according to Rav, you need Shtei Kesef. Oh. The two more Shilas to the Perek. The Mara has a Shilas like this. Learning is a din of Shua Sanoitim, this is Shua Dirabana. Now, we know there's Alocha, in Kedushin, it comes up, Bamitzia. Many mesechtes, there's a concept of gilgul shvua. That means, right? We learn mesechtes shvuas. We know sometimes a person has a right to demand a shvua, and sometimes he doesn't. The moedim mikzas makes a shvua. Koyfer akol midayrais and didn't make a shvua. Later on, the chacham said you did make a shvua. There's different cases when sometimes you do make a shvua and you don't make a shvua. We just said moedim mikzas is a kfir shteini case. It wasn't a kfir shteini case. A lot of cases that there wouldn't be a shvua. In some cases, there are a shvua. What happens if someone has two claims on someone else and one of them he has to make a shvua? He has a right. The nitva has a right. The teveh has a right to demand the shvua from the nitva, and the other case doesn't. Now, halacha is min ha-tayra, a person could be megalgal. A person could schlep. Drag the shvua from one entire. He says, "Oh, you're already swearing. So swear. Let's say before the masakin shvuas hesus. Someone says you're making the shvua by the mixas on this deal that we're arguing about. So then the other thing that you're kaifra call, I also want you to swear. Now halacha is you could be megal. The Gemara has a shaila. These shvuas that are shvuas that are banan masakin. Let's say shvuas hashutfin." Where it's a takana derabana, they have to swear because it's not really, it doesn't really have a taina lechatchila. It's only a taina shema. Derabana umesakan eshvua. But min ha-tayra, you don't have to swear. It's only min derabana. Derabana said, we're going to be mesakan eshvua to protect people. Is that enough of a schus, taina shvua, that I have enough of a schus shvua that I could say, now that you're already swearing on me that you're my shutef, I also I have a claim that he lent you $100, and you say you didn't borrow. Could I be megalgal shvua? Could I now? That's now there's a shvua sensor, so that wouldn't be a good case. But could you megalgal such a shvua even to a case, even to a different shvua? Do we say when I really owe you a shvua, it's a real shvua, somebody makes us, then I could say once you can swear on something else. But a shvua sarisa and a shvua sashutva, which it's only takana derabbanan, and you have to swear in the first place. Don't feel so comfortable to shvua. You start asking me to swear on other things as well. Iboilu ma'ul legalgal b'derabbanan. Could you use a shvua derabbanan to megalgal on other things? Toshma, the Mishnah, the Braisa says, lo vehimenu erev shvius. This guy had two business dealings with someone. He was lo vehimenu erev shvius. He borrowed money from him before Shemitah. And then a second thing happened. And then after Shvius, he also became Shutfin, right? Obviously, these guys knew each other. They're borrowing money. They're becoming Shutfin. They're two business deals. Says the Braisa, a Megalgalan. You can't use, since he's swearing the Shvus HaShutfin, you can't say, oh, now swear to me about the Halva also. Now, you noticed we said Erev Shvius, right? And we know that Shemitah is Mesham HaDechai. That's what you're wondering, like, what's going on? Why would you, how can you be Megalgal Shvua to Erev Shvius? If Shvius is Mesham HaDechai, there's nothing to swear about. And that's exactly what the Gemara says, actually. The Gemara says, it sounds like the only reason why you can't schlep to Shavua is exactly what you were thinking, because there's nothing to swear about, because Shemitah was Mesham HaDechai. There's no Chayv. It's not relevant whether he did borrow money or didn't borrow money, because even if he borrowed, he doesn't have to pay him back, right? Taima, that the case is love him and erev shvius. Dasi shvius afkasi ha. Let's say it would be the third year of Shemitah and the fourth year of Shemitah. It sounds like you bet him. You could be megalgal shvua from shvus hashutvim. It's only over here. That ground happened to be Shemitah, and then it's not negay, right? Time and love him and erev shvius. Dasi shvius afkate ha. Shashni shvua megalgal. So I think, well, no. Maybe the diik is different. Don't be medayik. The Braisa wasn't coming to be medayik that in a different year you could be megalgal. The Gemara mamish meant the other case to say loy teima hashashni megalgal and ela ema nasa leshutifay orav ay oris erev shvius and leshoy shvius lovey men megalgal. That means that the dik is. That let's say the other case. Let's say the case was the opposite. He was a shutif in the sixth year of Shemitah, right? And then he borrowed money, motzai shvius, and in that case, he was a real moida mixus. He had a shvua deraisa. So the halacha is, once he's swearing a shvua moida mixus, which is a shvua deraisa, he could be megalgal that shvua onto the shvua sashutfin. One afkamina could be because the shvua sashutfin is only a shvua drabana, right? And this guy wants him to make a shvua deraisa. It's possible there's one chiluk of Nikitas Chavetz. We had a in the beginning of was it the fourth parak? Was it the sixth parak? We had halacha how exactly you have to make a shvua. A shvua deraisa is more chamer. So he has a case that he wants him to make a shvua deraisa. Since he's making a shvua deraisa, mitzoy shvius, because of alva, he could be megalgalat on to the shvuas hashutfin. What's the chiddush of the braisa? And the chiddush is, Rashi points out, that the braisa is coming to tell you that even though shmita is meshamet chayvis, that's only halvois. But other business dealing, let's say a shutfis, that there was, that they didn't do a final accounting and one shutif owes the other, Shemitah's not Meshamet. So maybe the Braisa is coming, just come, really, you can't schlep from a Shuas a Shutfin. The Braisa is coming to tell you that if you have the Shutfis before Shvius, and then a Chayv after Shvius, a Chayv, and he was Moide B'miktsas on the Chayv, he could be Mashbiah him on the business dealings of the Shutfis, which occurred before Shvius. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, and don't say that Shemitah was Meshamet the any money which was owed due to the shutfis. No, it's not the halacha. You could be megalgal because the money which is owed because of the shutfis is still kaim after Shemitah, because Shemitah is not meshamet that chayv. In fact, the Gemara, that can't be the diak in the Mishnah because Hab Behedikatani, the Brice, that's the next case in the Brice. The Brice says specifically, Nas Lashutfi, Yar Harishwism, it shows love Iman Megalgalin. So now again, there's two cases in the Brice. The Brice says you can't be Megalgal if you borrowed money before Shemitah and after Shemitah he became an Aris, you cannot be Megalgal, right? And then it says you could be Megalgal from the Achoyv of after Shvius. So obviously the Resha must be the only thing left that it's the dig. Why does it specifically say case of Erev Shvius? It must be like we suspected in the beginning that the dig is Dafka because the Chayv was before Shvius and Shemitah was Meshamet the Chayv. That's why the Braisa said you're unable to be Megalgal from the Shvus HaShutfin. But if he would have, let's say, borrowed the money in the third year and then the Shutfus would have been in the fourth year, he could be Megalgal in such a situation. So you see, Shema Mino, Megalgalim Midrabbanon, Shema Mino. I'll just finish the parak. Amar Rav Huna, Lekol Megalgalim, now that we said, Yikim Megalgalim Midrabbanon, Ul Shvuas Midrabbanon, Yikim Megalgalim. Chutz, Misoche She'ein Megalgalim. There's one case that a Shvuas Midrabbanon can't be Megalgalim. All Shvuas Midrabbanon are real Shvuas. It was one Shvuas Midrabbanon, even Midrabbanon is a Shvach HaShvuah, and that's a Shvuah of Socha. We said that if a Poyol went to the Baal Bais and he says, you owe me money. And the Baal Bais says, I don't. He said, the Sochir is Nishba Benoitel. Because the Baal Bais is tired. The Poyel, if he's busy with all his asakim, and he would forget. And therefore, the Poyel has a right to collect the money. But the Gemara says, over there, why does he even need to make a Shvuah? If Baal Bais tired the Poyel, why does the Sochir even need to make a Shvuah? And the Gemara says, you're right. Really, you wouldn't have needed the Shvuah. It's only Lahafiz Daitesh Baal Bais. We don't Baal Bais feel bad. I'm getting gypped off. You're collecting without a Shvuah. See, you know what? Let the Poyel make a Shvuah. And since that Shvuah is not even a Shvuah that he really owes the Baal Bais, it's only to make the guy feel good. Such a Shvuah, the Baal Bais wouldn't be able to be Megalgal to a different Shvuah that he has. Chutz Misachah She'im Megalgal. That Shvuah is not a real Shvuah, and therefore you can't Megalgal to other cases. Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says the same thing. Lekol Eima Kilin, Chutz Misachah, which really means he can't be Megalgal, he could be Megalgal all Shvuahs except for Sachah. The Makilin, that were makil on him, that were not Megalgal. Ma'ibinayu, they're saying the same thing. The difference between the Lashon Megalgalin and Makilin is, by Gilgal Shvuah, does Bezdin initiate the Gilgal? They say, oh, one second, you're collecting, you have a different thing, so you know, swear on that. Or the only time you Megalgal is if the Teveh says, oh, you're already swearing to me, then swear. Does the Teveh have to initiate the Gilgal, or could even Bezdin? So the nafkamina between the Lashon Megalgalin and Makilin, if you say Megalgalin, then you say Bezin could be initiate the Gilgal. But if you say Makilin, that means you hold it that the plaintiff has to initiate the Gilgal. Now she's Mishametes, Minani Mili. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, not only is Shemitah Mishamet Achoyv, even Mishamet Ashvua. The Mishnah ends off, Ashvius Mishametes is Ashvua. Shvius is Mishamet Ashvua. And the Gemara says, "Menai milyam Rav Gidol Marav Damakrav Zed Varam Shmita Afilu Dibur Mishametes." Even if he owes him a shvuah, it's Mishametes.